Hello and welcome to the Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we continue in the sequel to the Silver King's War with the first play of a three-play trilogy titled The Silver Fields of Northbrook. This play, entitled The Suburbs, is about the Silverfields' move from an apartment on the north side of Chicago near Lake Michigan to a new cul-de-sac in Northbrook. The family is settling into their new home at 605 Greg Road. And this scene is how the Silverfields meet their immediate neighbors, the Krauses. As scene three opens, it's midsummer of 1955. And this scene is in the front yards that are shared by the two families. The Krauses, Hyman and his wife Frances, and their children, Jimmy, Elaine, and Stanton, live next door to the Silverfields. And they share very small front yards. The Krauses drive a two-door Studebaker, teal and white, that frames the scene. These relationships become important to both families. Shirley knows Hyman Krause through her Chicago connections. Shirley graduated from Lakeview High School on the north side, and Hyman graduated from Senn High School. Jimmy Krause and Cindy are both four. Elaine and Stanton are three and two. High is a lawyer in a downtown Chicago firm and the son of immigrants from Eastern Europe. His father owns a tailoring shop in Chicago. The Krauses were a big, busy, sometimes brawling family, great next-door neighbors who always made life interesting and were certainly willing to share stories and mealtimes, and history. As the Silverfields' first neighbors, the Krauses led a virtual United Nations of the neighborhood. Around this small cul-de-sac were post-war families, were raising kids, working hard, and being good neighbors. In that first front yard conversation, something special was happening. Now, Michael didn't know it initially, but it wasn't long before Michael and Hyman Krause developed a very special relationship. Their connection evolved naturally through barbecues in the neighborhood, football games in backyards. And Michael began to notice that Hyman Krause was the only adult who spoke to him as though he was more adult than child. Hyman, who was like the Silver King, Michael's father, a man in his mid-30s, was very bright. He was engaging and curious about the world. And this curiosity spilled into Michael's life in almost every conversation that he had with High. When the families gathered over meals and games, it wasn't unusual for Hyman to talk with Michael and often begin the conversation with a simple question. He would say, "Michael, how do you like this country?" Initially, of course, the question was almost rhetorical. But it didn't take long for Michael to understand that Hyman Krause was somebody who wanted to talk with him about the world. Here was a man in his mid-30s, a lawyer, posing an understandable question to a seven-year-old boy. And those conversations evolved over years and many subjects. And they were formative as Michael began to develop as a person, a writer and a thinker. In their conversations, Hyman made it clear to Michael that it wasn't necessary to answer every question right away. What Hyman wanted Michael to do was to go home and think about it, wonder about the world and his place in it, and be ready to talk about things in their next meeting. This relationship and these questions over the 5 wonderful years of the Silverfields in Northbrook shaped an enduring relationship, one of mentor to child, man to boy, that might have had more to do with Michael's development than any other person he would meet in those years around the cul-de-sac on Gregg Road. Michael and Hyman Krauss were connected through conversations from that first meeting in 1955 all the way to 1977. Hyman died that year of cancer, and Michael flew from Baltimore, where he was an up-and-coming adult and benefiting from High Krauss's guidance, to Chicago and to a funeral of a very special man. And on that cold, windy day on the North Shore of Chicago, Michael stood over Hyman's grave as he shoveled in the dirt to bury a hero. As this scene takes form, Michael steps forward under a single light to read his next letter to the Sterns, and he begins, "Dear Aunt Lucille and Uncle Lester, we met the Krauss family yesterday. They live next door. The mom and dad are Francis and Hyman. Mom knows Mr. Krauss from high school. Jimmy is Cindy's age. Elaine is 3 and Stanton 2. Mr. Krauss is a lawyer. His office is in Chicago. He rides the train to his firm every day. He's a big man, friendly and warm. I think he'll be a great new friend. I love you, Michael." As the lights go up on this scene, it begins with the Silver King, Stanley saying to the family, "Michael and Cindy, say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Krauss and Jimmy, Elaine, and Stanton. And this is High Krauss. Hello, Michael and Cindy. It's wonderful to have you as neighbors. The kids have been excited to meet you and gain new friends." And Francis offering a warm hello. And Michael, "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Krauss," shaking hands. "It's nice to meet you." His sister Cindy, "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Krauss. I'm excited too." And Shirley, Hyman's high school acquaintance, says, "Kids, I've known Mr. Krauss since our families were neighbors in Chicago years ago. It's special that we're neighbors again." And Hyman, "I agree, Shirley. It's a remarkable, pleasant coincidence." And Frances Krauss, Hyman's wife, "Jimmy, you and Cindy are the same age. You two, with Michael, Elaine, and Stanton, will have the run of both yards. It's a big, verdant carpet with room to roam and romp and enjoy the summer days." As the lights go down on this scene, it closes with the Silverfields and Krauss's standing in dark in stark silhouette. And then Michael steps forward under a single light to read his next letter to the Sterns. He begins, "Dear Aunt Lucille and Uncle Lester, the Krausses are fun. We played ball in their backyard yesterday with Dad and Mr. Krauss. He told me to call him Hi. He and Dad seemed to fly by as we chased them. They threw the ball far, too. I think these will be good days. Dad showed me his first war letters this week. He's a very nice writer. I'm learning bigger words, and maybe one day I'll be a writer, too. I love you and miss you, Michael." As the stage lights darken, we have reached the end of scene 3 in the first play called The Suburbs, and this scene is entitled The Krausses. And you are listening to The Silver King's War.